Well, I'm here vouching for Mrs. Clinton, and I think it's high time somebody did, and I'm doing it based on my personal experience with her, and I think she's deserves to have people vouch for her other than members of the Democratic National Committee, mm-hmm. So I'm here to do that.
Investors stunned Tuesday by a media merger going the wrong way. The parent of USA Today, Gannett, walking away from its planned merger with Trunk, the company behind the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times.
I disagree with those who say we missed the story of Donald Trump. I think the story we missed, and the whole press missed, was just how much anger there was in the country. It was easy to miss, and it may have taken a Donald Trump to put his finger on it and light it up. And I think I come away from that with lessons about how to cover the country going forward.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. It's 5:10 a.m., and today is the second day of November 2016. It's Dave Plyer for Steve Grzanich on The Opening Bell on 720 WGN, and it is a beautiful day for a ball game today. Cubs had Game 5 from the first inning last night, crushing the Indians 9-3. They have defeated every odd, making it to Game 7 tonight. And here we are, another 70-degree day ahead, watching Chicago Cubs baseball on the 2nd of November, which already pretty seems unreal. A look at Cubs merchandising this morning. San Francisco-based e-commerce research firm Slice Intelligence found that retailers sold more than five times more Cubs merchandise this season than the average MLB team. Online retail revenue from the sale of Cubs merchandise rose 118% compared to last year. The total was also seven times higher than it was 2 years ago before the Cubs fielded a highly competitive team. And now listen to the Cubs conversation all day long here on 720 WGN and True Blue Playoffs Plus postgame show, of course, after the game tonight as well. On the opening bell this morning, anchor reporter Nadine Bubeck, founder of Mama Bee Designs, joins us to talk about her partnership with the March of Dimes to fund life-saving research and programs to end premature birth. And a little later in the broadcast, John Van Huysen, president and CEO of Ace Hardware Corporation, will join us to talk about leading the 92-year-old 4,900-store retailer and how they successfully drive their locally owned stores with a neighborhood appeal. Very cool. We're looking forward to that as well. All that is coming up after we check the WGN Associated Market Desk this morning. Dow futures are pointing down at 0.58%. The S&P and NASDAQ futures are also pointing down. In Europe, all the indices are all pointing down. The FTSE is down 0.36%. In Asia, most of the indices are down as well. Oil is trading down at 1.56%. We've got some business news that was happening overnight around the world yesterday and overnight. Gannett, owner of USA Today and more than 100 local news properties, as you heard, said it has ended its pursuit of Trunk, owner of the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times, an acquisition that would have created the country's largest newspaper publisher. In a statement, Gannett CEO Robert Dickey said the deal would no longer make financial sense to complete. Trunk said the talks fell through because Gannett couldn't secure financing. Upon that announcement, shares of Gannett rose 1%. Trunk, which was once known as Tribune Publishing until the recent name change, plummeted 19% to $9.74. Business events scheduled for Wednesday, with voters set to choose a new president in Congress in 6 days. The Federal Reserve will likely keep a low profile when it ends a meeting today to try to ensure it doesn't become part of the debate at the close of a tumultuous political campaign. The Fed is expected to end the meeting with a policy statement that leaves interest rates unchanged. It's possible the statement will include a signal that a rate hike is likely at the Fed's next meeting in mid-December, as many expect. On the other hand, the Fed might decide to offer no hints of a forthcoming rate hike in order to remain entirely neutral at a sensitive political moment. And also today, payroll processor ADP will report how many jobs private employers added in October. Facebook and Whole Foods will also report earnings after the market closes. Now, with a grade of C, the United States premature birth rate is higher than that most of other countries. The report card on premature births generated by the March of Dimes helps to show us where improvement is needed, including addressing some serious gaps in the amount of early births among racial and ethnic groups, with states as well as between communities. Now, after a bumpy pregnancy, Nadine Bubeck, the founder of Mama Bee Designs, author of the book Expecting Perfect, as well as the former anchor and reporter, she has her son 6 weeks early, and that inspired her to give back. And joining us to tell that story, please welcome Nadine Bubeck. Good morning to you, Nadine.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you so much for having me. I know you said that Cubs merchandise spiked 116%. We want to see the same for Mama Bee Design.
Well, we'll try to get that going for you this morning. Well, why don't we start with your journey and what happened when you became pregnant with your son, what you found out?
You know, my first pregnancy just took such an emotional toll on me. I was overjoyed, as you can imagine, to get pregnant with my first son. And at 20 weeks pregnant, I was diagnosed with complete placenta previa, which meant my placenta completely covered my cervix, putting me at a high-risk pregnancy. And I was basically on bed rest. I was hospitalized. I had numerous bleeding episodes, and I ended up birthing my son 6 weeks early via pseudo-emergency C-section. And so thankfully, he was born 4 pounds, 11 ounces, but a complete and total fighter. He was able to eat, he was able to breathe, and that's normally not the case for babies born that early. We spent 7 long nights in the NICU with only minor challenges. While nothing serious was really wrong with him, you know, it was still a really emotional experience. You know, as a woman, we have this expectation that pregnancy is supposed to be perfect and flawless. We're supposed to go home the next day. And it was just everything but perfect. With that being said, it was the most beautiful journey and experience of my life because it granted me the gift of motherhood. And once I had my son, I was just overcome with the magnitude of motherhood. And ever since then, you know, I've really, really, really wanted to find a passion and give back and pay it forward and make our experience count. I now have 2 sons, and I've put my entrepreneurial spirit to work, and I have since launched Mama Bee Designs, which is my boutique apparel company, benefiting March of Dimes, a national foundation aimed at giving every baby a fighting chance.
Which is absolutely wonderful. We're going to talk about that with Nadine Bubeck. She's the founder of Mama Bee Designs, again, on our partnership with the March of Dimes. It's Dave Plyer and for Steve Grzanich here on the Opening Bell on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning. We're following some stocks. Archer Daniels Midland trading up at $46.75 a share. Boeing traded slightly down at $142.41 a share. Caterpillar traded down at $82.24. Groupon is down again at $3.88 a share. And Walgreens is also trading down. It's now 5:22.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Shares fell in Asia today as jitters over the U.S. presidential election and a weaker oil price shook investor confidence. U.S. auto sales of new cars and trucks fell an estimated 4% in October as consumer demand waned, according to Auto Data Corp. Hyundai and Subaru both reported 4% sales increases from October. General Motors sales fell 2%. Airlines for America, the industry trade organization for the leading U.S. airlines, today projected that 27.3 million passengers will travel globally on U.S. airlines during the Thanksgiving travel period, up 2.5% over last year's estimated 26.6 million passengers. On Wall Street, stocks finished the day lower. The Dow fell 105 points. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Dave Plyer back with you in for Steve Grzanich on The Opening Bell here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Nadine Bubeck. She's the founder of Mama Bee Designs and our partnership with the March of Dimes. Now, at 20 weeks pregnant, you were diagnosed with placenta previa, which meant bed rest and a premature baby. You got through it all, now happy and healthy, but you decided to do something with this experience, and you created Mama Bee Designs. So the day that you decided you were going to build a business, what was the first thing that you did?
You know what? I took to a piece of paper and a pen, which is, you know, it's where you have to start. And I wrote down my idea, and I wrote down what I wanted to do and what I wanted to accomplish. And then I started asking questions and doing research. You know, it's all about putting the pieces together. And I was really intimidated to start a business, as many people are. And I've made mistakes. But what I've learned is to ask for help, is to look for help, is to, you know, seek people who have done it before and pick their brain. And also, you know, there's such an amazing support system among the mom blog community. And to find that tribe of supporters has been invaluable for me. And so many, you know, blogs and websites and radio stations like yourself, they've all been really supportive in helping me spread our mission. I mean, Dave, premature birth is the number one killer in babies. 15 million babies are born premature each year around the world, and 1 million will die. So Mama Bee Designs is trying to play a small role in being part of that mission. And my goal with Mama Bee Designs was to make a substantial difference. 50% of the retail price per each Miracle Line item sold directly benefits the foundation. That's huge.
Absolutely. And, you know, the United States, I was looking at the stats on this. We earn a C on the most recent annual report card, which, you know, it's 10% at 10% of this country. And the state of Illinois is also C. But, you know, sometimes we don't know for sure what causes preterm labor and premature birth. And just to talk about the March of Dimes and how old this organization is, it was created by FDR. To combat polio at the time.
Polio. Yeah, it started many, many years ago. Just so many years ago, to combat polio. And it has since evolved into an enormous national foundation that funds the work of hundreds of bright scientists around the entire country working to find the causes and help end premature birth. But they also are advocates. They're also, you know, an aid to families. There are so many families out there that need support, that need education, and that, you know, really need an outlet. And March of Dimes is that for families of premature babies.
And again, you donate a percentage, and you obviously want to maximize your profits in any venture, but knowing a percentage is going to be donated to an organization like this, doesn't it make you more hungry to increase your profits so more can be donated?
You know what? It totally does. And let me explain to you the apparel that we're selling. First of all, we have items for men, women, youth, babies, children. We cover it all. So, you know, for grandparents, for aunts, for uncles, for kids, and our shirts, they say miracle. They say miracles happen. Believe in miracles. And we plan on coming out with new styles, designs, and colors every season, because we really want people to buy a shirt and believe in miracles. Every baby, every pregnancy, the miracle of life, it's all a miracle. So anybody can wear our stuff. And when you wear our stuff, you can probably know that you are funding a very important organization. We also offer an angel mama design. At the request of March of Dimes, they said so many families want something to honor babies that have been lost. And so we have a very unique design for moms to wear, angel wings, just to show their love and support for angel babies that can be a blessing. And, you know, we really want to offer something for everyone. Our apparel is very reasonably priced, and you can still know that, you know, your purchase goes towards such an amazing foundation.
Well, and the designs are really wonderful. You got to check it out. And for more on these products to help benefit the March of Dimes, visit mamabeedesigns.com. For more on Nadine, and she's got a whole blog going on, so it's really wonderful. Visit nadinebubeck.com. And for more on the March of Dimes, visit marchofdimes.org. Nadine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
From ABC News, Tech Trends. A decline in PC sales is forcing chip makers to shift gears. Intel says IoT, or the Internet of Things, is the future of its business.
The next wave of IoT will connect millions of devices across the globe.
In a new online ad, the company shows off two lines of its new Atom processor chips, designed specifically for use in connected devices, wearables, and automobiles.
And make homes, factories, and cities smarter and more efficient.
As for the automotive experience, the new chips have been optimized for use in everything from digital instrument panels, in-car infotainment systems, and ADAS, advanced driver assistance systems. And the company says its new time-coordinated computing technology will help other industries to operate more efficiently and with greater emphasis on quality control.
With the new Intel Atom processor, intelligence has never been more attainable.
The Atom chips are due out sometime in 2017. With Tech Trends, I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to The Opening Bell. It's Dave Plyer and for Steve Grzanich on this early Wednesday morning, the second day of November 2017, in Game 7 of the Chicago Cubs World Series tonight. Still can't believe I'm saying that. Chicago-based Ace Hardware Corporation has been around for nearly 100 years. Their second quarter report released in August announced record revenues of $1.4 billion with a net income of $63.4 million. And consumers have ranked Ace Hardware highest in customer satisfaction with home improvement retail stores for the 10th consecutive year, according to J.D. Power. And joining us this morning to talk about how they successfully drive their locally family-owned stores with a neighborhood appeal is John Van Huysen. He's the president and CEO of Ace Hardware Corporation. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Dave. Great to be with you.
Great to be on a Cubs World Series day. Is that amazing to you?
It's a pretty good day in Chicago.
The Cubs are going
to win the series. The Bears won. The Blackhawks won. The Bulls are undefeated. Something's going on here.
Absolutely. John, you've been with Ace for quite some time. Next year marks 25 years for you.
Yeah, I'm getting old. More importantly, we'll be celebrating our 93rd anniversary, rather, as a company next year. So it's been a good run.
4,900 locations and counting, all driven by an entrepreneurial spirit and local family ownership. It's a very unique mix for a $5 billion national retailer.
It's a fascinating little model. Yeah, you said it. We have 4,945 stores around the globe doing over $14 billion in sales to their consumers, but really it's just a conglomeration of accumulation of small, mostly family-run businesses. You know, with the exception of about 96 stores, every one of these is locally owned and operated. You know, these aren't store managers. These are small family businesses, local owners who are living and working and serving in the very communities they operate. And frankly, we believe it's sort of a competitive advantage. Our local store operators are owners who we have a great deal of pride in and given tremendous amount of autonomy to. And we believe in that model. We like it. The local owners making local decisions to serve their local communities. We think that's a model that'll hunt for another 93 years.
Well, there are so many big box competitors, online competitors too. And you know what? I can walk into my local Ace and I know my guys' names. You know, I know exactly who to go to in the store based on the project I'm working on, and I think that gives you that edge.
Yeah, you nailed it. There are some very big, well-funded, well-capitalized enemies with whom we compete, and they're good at what they do. Depot, Lowe's, Amazon, they're gigantic. They're big corporate dogs, and we're the local underdogs. And so we got to try a little harder. We're not going to be the biggest. And our store owners do that very well, and I think it's exactly what you just said. It's that personalized form of service. There's a lot of very good technical, impersonal, faceless interaction that's going on these days, and we're trying to go exactly the opposite direction because we believe that this human connection, face-to-face relationships are the only things that can really stir a soul. We want to make sure we're leveraging that and being the best at it.
That connection, Mary Sandberg, who's our executive producer, just said, I went to my local Ace Hardware, and I also went to one of the big box retailers, and they told me to go online. There's selections online. She goes, I went to Ace, and they walked me through it. They got me exactly what I needed. They had it in stock, and if they didn't, they walked me through the process and ordered it for me, and it's just so much more of a personalized service. And I think in this day and age, expectations are so much higher in customer service. People expect that.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the assortment. What's an amazing thing is that our store owners have this fanatical devotion to a locally curated, locally customized assortment. With 4,945 stores around the world, Dave, we don't have one single store that has the same mix of goods as the other.
Which is incredible.
And that is an incredibly difficult business proposition to execute. But it is, I think it speaks to how seriously they take the word helpful. It's not just some slogan or something you slap on a TV commercial. It is literally an irrational pursuit of amazing service. And that not only includes the people in those stores that you talked about, which is, you know, table stakes, but it's also what they sell, because they're going to know those local communities better than anybody ever could. Even those of us that work at the corporation, our job is to enable it, but our local owners, they figure out what the neighborhood needs.
Now, as a leader of these local owners, I know you worry about complacency. How do you keep your foot on the gas every day?
Yeah, well, I guess having really big, terrifying enemies like Amazon and Home Depot helps.
Yeah.
It's hard to stand still with those folks out there. But, yeah, I do worry about that, frankly. We've been very very fortunate. The last 3 years, we've had great years, three record years in a row, sales and profits. And so I worry that people might take it for granted, you know, kind of. Like now everything's easy. We can just coast, right? It becomes easy for folks to start taking their hand off the wheel and the foot off the gas. But I guess I would tell you that that's not only clinical stupidity, it's a classic way to kill a company.
Sure.
You know, hubris and complacency kill companies. So we try mightily hard to remember that there's a lot of companies who aren't here anymore who were smarter than us, better looking than us, and had a lot more money than we do. So a really large dose of humility is a wonderful recipe to be productively paranoid,
I
think we are.
But I would also think with 25 years at the same organization, you've seen and done it all, and you've seen the successes and you've seen the failures, and that helps you create a path to that success that you're always seeking.
Dave, I'd say it more this way. Our local owners have been through a lot of wars. They've seen booms. They've seen busts. They've seen the onslaught of Walmart. They've seen the onslaught of these cookie-cutter big boxes and now the Internet and Amazon. And they don't think about quarters. They think generational, you know, quarter centuries. And so I think it gives them a steady hand and a long-term focus with a real local understanding that when executed well is a really nice recipe and a consumer benefit.
Now, from a merchandising standpoint, you know, one of the strongest performing categories for you this year is LED lighting. And consumers are still learning about what LED is all about and how it could benefit them. But that is a serious place for growth and really making sure the consumer understands what this change means for them.
Yeah, and Dave, there's a ton of confusion on what used to be a pretty simple decision. You buy a light bulb. But with the myriad of regulations and changes, many customers are now either just unaware or some are just all confused altogether. And, you know, honestly, I can't blame them. How do you blame them? I mean, watts, lumens, CFLs, halogens, incandescents, LEDs, good heavens. This isn't some sexy purchase folks are wanting to go do research about, like an iPhone or a car. Customers just want a stinking light bulb. So, you know, we've been jumping through hoops in an attempt to try to simplify this purchase and then leverage the genuine savings that now exist for customers. There's a legitimate ROI here now. I'm obviously a bit biased here, probably, so you'll have to filter this through that lens. But, you know, I think your local ACE is truly uniquely qualified to cut right through all of it and get the consumer what they want accurately and quickly. And really, it's two things. You know, for most consumers, their bulb went out and they want a new one. They want to replace what was in that socket. And because of the changes, that's not actually easy anymore. The old bulb you're looking to replace is probably not allowed to be sold anymore. And so when you go in there, you can't find it. Well, your ACE store is going to help you find that right equivalent immediately. And then number two, they're going to save you some money. Because in most cases, the pricing on LEDs is now at a point where it's both affordable and the consumer will actually start to experience tangible savings on their utility bill. I mean, their ComEd bill will go lower.
Sure.
If they get connected with the right bulb. So it's a big growth, but it is sadly confusing, and we're trying desperately to help.
But what's great is you always have, you've got great graphics in there, but you also have people standing there ready and willing to explain it in the most simplest way possible, and I think that's where your success lies. And I know paint has also shown significant growth, but one of your focus points these last couple of years has also been the supply place, really a business-to-business opportunity. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we branded it the Supply Place as our B2B initiative, and I'll tell you, it's not some real stroke of genius. I can't take much credit for it. It was almost an accident. We sort of learned over time that there really is no better means to serve the needs of local business than through another local business.
Sure.
And, you know, that's what our ACE store is. So it's been a renewed focus for us. And, you know, I guess our research showed that many small business owners, or maybe their purchasing manager, they're traipsing through Sam's Clubs or Costco's for the stuff they need to manage their facility, you know, the basic necessary evils they don't even want to think about. And that's, you know, that's a nice shopping experience if you got, you know, a family and you want to go buy a ton of groceries. But for your business, it's a painful amount of time. And so we believe that the local ACE not only has a far better selection for facility management, but is an infinitely more compelling proposition driven by a relationship. I mean, who knows the needs of a small business better than another small business? So we like to think of the local store. You know, we're local, we're loyal like it ought to be. And truthfully, one of the biggest opportunities for growth right now that's been good for our stores and a genuine benefit to other small businesses is the LEDs you just mentioned. It's tough out there for small business right now. And the election isn't helping. You know, they're probably scared to death, and the rhetoric and the regulations that seem to come out, that it's very difficult to drive sales, and it's a wonderful time to try to get rid of some of the necessary evil expenses. And supply places providing LED bulbs to local businesses that actually genuinely saves them money on their P&L. So it's spurring a nice relationship, one small business owner to another.
Absolutely. And we only have a couple minutes, but I want to talk a little bit about corporate responsibility. You have such a connection to the communities you serve, both nationally and locally. The areas that commonly benefit from a corporation are usually in the company's hometown, but ACE has raised nearly $75 million for the Children's Miracle Network hospitals across the country. And even though your dealers participate in that, they also give back, because I see their names on T-shirts and hometown baseball teams in the towns and the cities that they serve on more of a local level, and I just love that.
I appreciate you bringing that up, Dave. There is nothing for which I have more pride for our local owners, and by the way, our suppliers, who are great partners in this, than their ability to use sort of their success as a springboard to be significant in their communities. These local owners really do. I mean, it's not just some fluffy BS so you can get some PR. They really do want to serve and give back in their communities, and it normally doesn't show up on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. It's just quietly done behind the scenes, where they are using their success to help the least, the little, and the lonely in their communities. And Children's Miracle Network is the one we try to rally around the most, though there's thousands of these organizations that are getting served by their local owner. And I think it makes a real special local neighborhood. You know, the words everybody likes to say, it brings meaning to it in different ways. And frankly, business has a bad brand. And I love that our stores are fighting that unfair attribute that is assigned to them by serving others.
So wonderful. And this week also marks off the kickoff to holiday shopping. You become a destination for holiday trim and lighting. So I encourage folks to check that out as well. John Van Huysen, he's the president and CEO of the Helpful Hardware folks at Ace Hardware. John, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and go Cubs.
Yeah, you bet. Go Cubs. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thanks, John.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
From the Associated Market Desk this morning, Dow futures are pointing down at 0.58%. The S&P and NASDAQ futures are also pointing down this morning. And now for the latest on commodities and agriculture, here is Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, David. It's a busy week. Just back from an overnighter to San Diego, California, to address the annual convention of the Equipment Manufacturers and Distributors Association dealing in agricultural products. A busy day yesterday in the grain market as we saw soybean and corn futures fall. Traders are beginning to look ahead to that November crop report due out November 9th. That'll give us an update on corn and soybean crops. January soybean settled down 18.5 cents yesterday. And after the close, commodity brokerage F.C. Stone raised its estimate of the average 2016 soybean yield to a record 52.8 bushels per acre. Meanwhile, good news for cattle folks yesterday. At the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle futures reached their highest level in a month, thanks to short covering and some recent increases in wholesale beef values. And the feeder cattle market gained $4.32 a hundredweight in the November contract. ADM had a pretty good quarter. Their profit in the earnings report yesterday jumped far better than expected as higher U.S. exports of corn and soybeans boosted volumes and margins. So ADM shares were up nearly 8% yesterday. Finally, the rest of this week, Friday and Saturday, I'll be in Kansas City for the Agriculture Future of America gathering. And then Saturday night, Max Armstrong and I making a rare joint appearance. We'll be co-MCs for the barn-raising fundraiser at the Napier Settlement. They've got quite a thing going with the Agricultural Interpretive Center. We'll be a part of that, and it takes place on Saturday night, November 5th at 6 p.m. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thank you, Orion. Now the Associated Desk Market Desk Outlook for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2016. Here's what we'll be following today. Federal Reserve policymakers release a statement on interest rates at 2 p.m. Payroll processor ADP reports how many jobs private employers are going to be added in October. That's at 8:15 this morning. From Berlin, Germany's Federal Labor Agency releases October unemployment figures for Europe's biggest economy. From an earnings perspective, Facebook reports earnings after the market close, as does Whole Foods. Lincolnshire, Illinois-based CDW Corporation announced that it will host a webcast conference call to discuss its third quarter results on Wednesday, today at 7:30 a.m. And Forbes will release its highest paid YouTube stars and top earning women in music list, and that'll all happen today.